Well, a great segment we always look forward to because it has to do with food and, more importantly, with free food for you. It's our Around Town with Mary Grove segment. Thanks to Mike Fallahy. And Dana Clark joins us on this. And we have Jim Tavano, the owner of the Hamlin Pub with 7 locations throughout the greater Detroit area in Shelby Township, Rochester Hills, Richmond, Clarkston, Chesterfield, and coming in the winter of 2022, Davidson. You can visit HamlinPubs.com for exact locations. What do you know about Hamlin Pubs, Dana?
I know they have great food, and I know we have Jim on the line. Jim, where are you calling from? Where are you stationed at? Which restaurant are you at today?
I'm at the Hamlin Pub Richmond this morning.
All right.
And you're ready for a great holiday weekend. I'm sure lots of folks will be coming in. Tell us about the food.
Our food, we have an American fare. Our food is pizza, wings, salads. We specialize fish and chips, stacked sandwiches, and burgers.
That sounds pretty
good. So anything for in your palate, we can accompany.
Very 4th of July-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Very holiday-ish.
Yes, exactly.
And you say everyone's a regular there, kind of like Cheers.
Yes, that's our tagline, where everyone's a regular. We're your local bar, your local sports bar. Come in for hot food, cold beer, great entertainment, and a comfortable, clean atmosphere. And, you know, it's all about our staff. No one's coming to see me, to be honest with you. They'll come in for their favorite bartender and waitress, and they really have drove the company over the last 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years ago. I was the first pub opened 30 years ago, and now growing to 7 locations. Obviously, you're doing things right. And how did you come up with this name, Hamlin Pub?
Well, the first Hamlin Pub was located at the corner of Hamlin Road and Rochester.
Well, there you go.
So there
that makes sense.
Much process than that one, huh?
Yeah. Not much work on that one, yeah. Like so many, although I mentioned earlier how screwed up things are because it was just minutes ago that everyone said they needed workers. They were having trouble finding people to hire. We've all heard that. Now, in the news last night, we have heard that they've gone from, gee, there's no one to hire, to layoffs. And that's with some of the big businesses, whether it's Tesla or any number of big businesses. Now they're laying people off. But you're not laying people off. Are you currently hiring?
Yes, we are currently hiring. I've heard the same thing with the layoffs. And do you want to cook? Do you want to serve? Do you want to manage? Because the Hamlin Pub is hiring. We are hiring line cooks and servers. We could use some strong managers. So if someone wants to move out of that career and get in the restaurant career, it's fun and exciting, and we'd love to have you.
And I think this proves, Jim Tavano, that the hospitality industry is an industry that either gets into your blood or doesn't. If it gets in your blood, you want to do this, and you'll find a way to do it. If it doesn't, and this has happened with, from what a lot of restaurant owners tell me, people that they did have in the past who then went on to other jobs when they could get other jobs aren't coming back to the food industry, the restaurant, the service, hospitality industry. So it seems more likely the people you get today will be, and frankly, isn't that what you want? People who are really committed to doing a good job in your business?
Yeah, we do. We need experience. And like you said, the restaurant industry is unique. You work hard, you work as a team, and you get it done for that day. And like you mentioned, the holidays, we work when everybody else takes time off. So it's rare that someone's going to come from another industry into the restaurant business. My quick story, I had a couple of family members. One of my nephew asked me years ago, I want to get in the restaurant industry. So do yourself a favor, work for us for a year, and let me know what you think. Well, he's in marketing now. So.
So he didn't make it, did he?
That's a good story. And you're involved in the local community, aren't you?
We are. You know, like I said, we're a local pub. We like to get involved with the different schools, our local school districts, and to support either their scholastic programs, the athletic programs, theater, whatever it may be. My management staff, we do 4 golf outings a year. And one of the golf outings, we support Leader Dogs in Rochester Hills.
Hmm.
But the other ones, we raise money to serve dinner for Thanksgiving and Christmas for 50 families. We teamed up with the Utica School District to deliver those. Each year, the school has one of the team sports teams help us deliver the food for Thanksgiving, night before Thanksgiving, night before Christmas. And then also, real quick, we have a giving tree at two of the Shelby Township pubs where the rest of the money, you can come in. The school tells us what the students' families have needs of. And when I say needs, it's not Xbox. It's toilet paper, undergarments, clothes, socks, winter jacket. So you can come pick the ornament off the tree, bring it back unwrapped, and we will deliver that also to the families.
Good for you. That's wonderful. I love to hear that kind of service to the community. How'd you partner up with Mary Grove and Mike Fallahy?
The majority owner, John DeAngelis, also is involved with Philippa's on Hall Road and Mound. They put up Mary Grove at their patio. Jerry Stein and I, who does our construction, were there, and we loved it. We talked to them, and now we've used them at our Chesterfield and Richmond location, and next we're going to use them at our Shelby locations.
All right. Dana, tell them what they've won if they come in and they're of the first 30 guests who mentioned Mary Grove today.
Today, Paul W., they'll receive an order of smokehouse fries on the house. Now, the smokehouse fries consist of fries smothered in smoked pork, bacon, scallions, cheddar cheese, and sriracha bourbon sauce.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Sounds so good.
I've never heard of such fries.
Well, I know what we're delivering to the station today.
What? Oh, see ya.
Are you delivering to the station, truly? We are always the last to know. Wait a minute. You're lying. Oh, boy.
Don't do that.
Oh, man. We got so excited.
Now I come in. Soon enough, you'll be eating that for breakfast. How about that?
Believe me, you don't know this group. We don't eat anything for breakfast. We'll get there. We'll get there soon enough. We will. It sounds like a fun place to come. And those fries. I mean, I've heard a lot of different fries, smothered, whatever. I mean,
that has all the food groups right there.
I think it covers for a whole meal for a day and a half. Fries with
bacon.
Smokehouse fries with smothered in smoked pork.
Mm-hmm.
And if that wasn't enough, they add bacon, which
and
is
scallions.
Basically smoked pork.
Yeah.
And then scallions, cheddar cheese, and sriracha bourbon sauce.
That's healthy.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything with bourbon in it is healthy. I keep telling myself.
Get a nice cold brew with that. Oh, my goodness.
There you go. You guys should work for us.
See?
Oh, man.
Well, Jim, thanks so much.
You know, the way things are going, Jim,
welcome.
Before too long, we might be working for you. So,
keep
that open.
Off, huh?
Keep that open mind.
Okay.
First 30 guests.
All
right. First 30 guests who come by the Hamlin Pub.
And Jim, which location? Any location or?
Any location.
Yeah, okay. That makes better sense because it's hard to keep track otherwise. So there's two in Shelby Township, two in Rochester Hills. One in Richmond, one in Clarkson, one in Chesterfield, and coming in winter of 2022, you folks in Davidson will have one as well. Nice meeting you, Jim. Happy holiday.
Jim. Happy 4th.
Happy holidays to you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Jim Tavano, one of the owners of the Hamlin Pub. Sounds pretty good, Dana.
Man, this list is long. We got a lot to do.
Yeah, there's a lot to do, and we'll hopefully get a chance to do it. Hey, Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is coming up next. You're going to love this conversation with this interesting woman right around the corner. It's 844 WJR.